Legislation around IPED dictates that the minister will nominate a candidate to head the watchdog. The Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Police must either approve or reject that nomination within 30 days. We also know that IPED has not had a permanent head since the departure of Robert McBride in February of 2019. As indicated a moment ago, the Helen Suzman Foundation is challenging the renewal process in court. The issue is whether or not the minister and the committee were permitted to take a decision not to renew the tenure of McBride and the interpretation of the Act in this regard. Tina Jumaat-Peterson is the chair of that portfolio committee in Parliament, and Aldred de Klerk, the senior policing and social conflict specialist at Africa Centre for Security and Intelligence, the member of Parliament indicating that the committee could go ahead and approve, in this case, accept the nomination by the police minister, Peggy Cele, because the issue in front of the courts was around the renewal of the contract, not the appointment of the head of IPED. But it's still murky waters, isn't it?
Good morning, Africa, and good morning to your listeners. And of course, it's murky waters, because if the removal was found to be ultra-various, or, you know, just wasn't fair, not just, but differently motivated, as suspected, then McBride, firstly, even though he's made an agreement with them, could return to the post. And then what do you do with the person that you've just contracted for 5 years?
The matter is down for hearing, I suppose, in the November session of the court, at least according to reports. It might not be heard and concluded then, but at least we know that it is pending. Why do you think it was important for the police minister to make this announcement, and why did the ANC-dominated Portfolio Committee on Policing approve that nomination?
Well, they seem to be under some pressure for some reason to, while Parliament is working as a shade of itself, really, to make this appointment, and I can't understand why. Due process in terms of concluding one matter and then waiting for another should trump anything else at this time. IPED has been surviving without a head and going ahead and doing its business. Political direction is given by the Department of Police, and there are other role players who should have a larger part in this. The Civilian Secretariat should be also monitoring and overseeing police and assisting IPED. The police investigation issue should be assisting IPED, and the police in itself, through its leadership, should be setting performance standards that will strengthen the police in its professionalism as called for by the NDP. There are other bigger matters outstanding. The policing board, as put forward by the National Development Plan 2030, has also not been formed, because it's the policing board that will ultimately set the professional standards, ensure that police training, police conduct and integrity, and all of these other measures will strengthen an institution like IPED. We have a further challenge with IPED, and any head coming in should actually take up these challenges, and that is that the budget of IPED, by and large, still resides within the police. Yes, it was recently ring-fenced, but the expenditure, the accounting officer for the budget of IPED remains the national commissioner, and that shouldn't be, because IPED should enjoy full independence, including having full control over its budget, for example.
Some would argue that that independence should extend to the police minister. Why is it that it's a police minister, through a process clearly that is not transparent, that he's the one who's making the nomination, which then Parliament needs to either accept or reject?
Indeed. I mean, there should be a bank, and this is where the policing board could also come in, because they could provide clear appointment criteria, clear performance standards for any head, and follow a process similar to that of the appointment of the public protector, where you provide a shortlist of likely candidates who gets interviewed. The process should be completely open and transparent to public scrutiny, and because we should have every confidence in the heads of our institutions that they're people above reproach, they have the necessary competencies, and that at the end of the day, they're willing to account to us, the public, for the position they've been entrusted with.
Be that as it may, Police Committee Chair Tina Jumat-Peterson saying that the candidate, Jennifer Ntlatseng, had the skills and qualifications necessary to lead IPID. And also she said, by the way, the committee had received legal opinion that the appointment could be finalized despite the court matter, because, as I indicated, it's about the appointment, well, the case in front of the courts about the renewal process for the head of IPID and not the appointment. What do we know about Jennifer Ntlatseng?
Well, this is the thing. We don't actually know. We can't actually make a judgment on her at all, because she seemed to have come out of the blue. Regardless of her sterling career to date, we don't know what other candidates she's been measured against, and we don't actually know what the appointment criteria was in the process of making a nomination. Yes, the committee can do a lot of things. That doesn't mean that the committee shouldn't be concerned about fair process, what is just, and what is the right thing to do. Just because somebody provides you a legal opinion, and unfortunately, government has been getting a bloody nose on the police in particular in too many court cases where they were confident in their legal opinion and the courts held otherwise. The issue here really is fair public process that we understand, that we can accept, because our acceptance of public leadership is actually critical for good governance. Even if Jennifer accepts this appointment, she goes in it with a cloud hanging over her head, and I don't think that's the way to work. The interesting thing here is, Africa, that our IPID process, our civilian secretariat, our policies, has spawned stepchildren, so to say, in other Commonwealth countries, like the Maldives, for example, where they have an integrity commission, where they tend to blend the civilian secretariat and IPID into one, and also the policing board, which we call for. And they seem to have the task of actually overseeing processes, of ensuring that integrity and standards and professionalism is actually upheld in the police. And we have no such process, and we have very quiet institutions when it comes to ensuring that due process is followed.
Which is unfortunate. Aldred, thank you very much as always for your insights. Aldred de Klerk is a senior policing and social conflict specialist based at the Africa Center for Security and Intelligence.